I guess I'm in that grandpa stage where I can't decide. I just wanted to speak to you for a moment this morning. I know Pastor Matt was able to preach on this passage last week, which I think was a providence of God to explain some of what we are doing today. And as I come before you, I'd just like to acknowledge that, God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. And having said that, I desire to humbly come before him and you in obedience to our Lord's command, just with a sincere acknowledgement of my sins before him, and yet a recognition of the forgiveness that I have before Christ by his shed blood, and knowing I have a home in heaven with him, that I have that eternal security. And so I and my family request that I be anointed with oil in the name of the Lord for his name's sake. And my humble prayer would be that he be glorified through my life and family. It's been a long go over the last 6 months with this diagnosis, and the last 2 weeks were, 3 weeks were extremely difficult, and just feel the need to come before you and ask your prayer. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And so, having said that, if the men would come, I requested that the deacon board come and that three of them pray. And then also asked that my brother, Andrew, come, and my sons join us up here as well. My son Tyler and if Zach will come. I would have had Andrew Anders here. He was here a week ago, but he had to leave. And just humble myself before these men and ask a prayer that the Lord will do his will in this diagnosis. And after their prayer, I may have just a couple other words that I'd like to say. And then, because of weakness and so forth, probably won't stick around. I know I won't stick around this morning, and I appreciate your understanding that. I think it would be difficult for me to greet everyone, and so, if a man would come.
Father, it is in faith that we come to you here this morning, fully trusting in you, trusting your mercy, trusting your grace, trusting your strength. Humbly coming to you in obedience. Lord, we know that you have created us, everything we see here. You've knit us together and you've formed us. And we know that it is in you that we have. It is in you that we live and move and have our being. Father, we pray that in all of this, that you would be lifted up and that you would be glorified. Lord, we pray that you'd give Tim reassurance of your mercy and of your grace. We thank you that you've given him the grace to sustain this tough time, even up until now, that you have sustained him daily. We pray that you would give him the strength to simply trust in you, to rely on you, that you'd be that strong tower that he clings to. Lord, our prayer is that you would restore him to full strength. Lord, we pray that you would carry him through the any upcoming days and weeks and struggles that may be yet to come, both for him and for his family. Lord, we pray that this victory would be something that is credited to you and to you alone. Lord, we pray for the doctors who are working on formulating a treatment, that you would give them the wisdom, that they would know what prescription to use, what medications and what dosages and everything that would be best suited to help him. Lord, we just lift this entire situation to you and leave it in your hands, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for being a great God, the God who forgives sins, and you are the great physician, sometimes not necessarily in the physical way, but certainly for the soul. You heal a soul which comes and bows before you. And Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, no man is perfect, for we are all sinners in need of your grace. Lord, we thank you for the grace which you extend to us over and over again, because you love us, because you care about us, and because we are called your children. For you have adopted us as sons and daughters, and we are yours. And you love to run to our aid and care for us, and we thank you for that. Lord, we lift up Tim and his physical need to you, but we thank you, Lord, for what you have done in him. Lord, that you have worked in his heart in such a way, Lord, that he is better equipped to lead this church. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your strength, which is being seen through him, even through his weak body, Lord. For when we are weak, then you are strong. And we thank you. We thank you for your strength, which is very evident even this morning. And we praise you, for you alone are worthy to be praised. You are our God, and there is none like you. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. And you guys can sit down. I may just say a couple of words that are on my heart. It has been a long go. And I do thank you for your prayer, your patience with us through this journey. In no way do I want to rob any glory from our Lord. And so I want to be careful what I say. But the Lord has truly broken me of pride. And I have seen many ways that I've been a proud man. And the Lord has broken me. And I am thankful. It's not a road or a journey that I would have embraced for myself, obviously, or my family. But one I know that I am thankful for. I have learned much. We went through some very rough times, especially in Casper, with a sudden onset of seizures because of some drug withdrawals from the way the steroids were coming down and interactions with some other medications. We believe that's what created the seizures. They were very hard. For several days was really just out of sorts, and took several days until they could get a medication that really got it under control, and then a rough week last week with a similar bout. But the Lord has been very gracious this week, and I am thankful for that. Thank you for all your prayers, all your support, and your patience. And it is at times like that that our family becomes so important to us, our church becomes so important to us, and we learn so much. We learn so much about ourselves. We become introspective, which we should. We should examine ourselves for sin. And I have had conversation with many that I needed to go and say, would you forgive me for such and such, and or this or that. And I know I still have more to do. And I believe it is important that we do that work. I remember just a very, very difficult time where, Doug, you made me a cross, and it was with me, and in a very, very difficult time, Doug, that cross brought great comfort to me. I thank you for it. The cross is all we cling to at times of suffering. And we can be thankful for the work that Christ has done on the cross. And so having said that, I would encourage you. I don't think what God has been doing in my life and my family is for me alone. I think it's also for the church. This is a time of refining. It's a time of God working in all our hearts. And as you look at your heart, as you examine the Lord, if the Lord lays things on your life that you need to deal with, I would encourage you to do so. I would encourage you to mean business with Him and to look to Him. And so I thank you for your prayer for my family. We look to God. Him alone, we lay ourselves at His feet, trusting that He is sufficient and He can do the work that He desires to do. So thank you this morning.